Today's daf is daf Gimel, and we were holding right in the middle of the sugya, trying to figure out the structure of the Mishnah. Now let's remember where we were at. We first entertained the notion that it actually doesn't matter. That the Tana will sometimes, even though clearly he wouldn't have started off the Mishnah with something that is chesuri mechasra, that would be rather strange that we got the first part of the statement instead of making a blank for it later on, just like we would rarely make any type of series without beginning the series. But so that's a given, that the Mishnah begins with kinuyim, and then it was mechasra yadot, and we stick in yadot. Then we're mefarish yadot, for no particular reason perhaps, but just in order to assert the fact that there's no particular reason we vary beginnings from the first piece and sometimes from the last piece. That was one possibility. Yesterday the Gemara took another possibility, which is actually that may be so, that you can at times choose what you want, but that doesn't mean that there's a good reason for doing it a particular way in our Mishnah. There's a very good reason for doing it in our Mishnah, because, as we said, there's a difference between something which is a given, such as the kinuyim. Those are givens, the diorita, mashenkin, the yadot that comes from a drasha, and therefore the Tana likes to be mefarish a drasha, but he begins with the given. That's where we were at yesterday, and now we're going to challenge that approach, because, as the Gemara says, that this itself, it seems to be dependent in a machlokes. So we take a look now in this beginning, the seventh line. Says the Gemara, this makes perfectly good sense if kinuyim are actually a standard dioraita and don't require any drabanan involvement. So then it makes sense to begin with the givens and start to explain the things that are not givens. But if you're going to tell me, Lamandi Amar, remember that we mentioned yesterday, this is my focus later on between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, how to understand the nature of kinuyim. So the way the Ran explains this first approach, kinuyim lashon nochrim, it doesn't mean it's literally a foreign language, because if it would mean, why would the Gemara give examples of particular weird words that are supposed to be in Konya? And he explains, I mean, you might as well just give a list of every language. I mean, that's ridiculous. All you have to do is to say, b'chol lashon nemru. I mean, that's it. Therefore, says the Ran, the meaning of lashon nochrim is that it's bastardized Hebrew that got absorbed into various, and that accounts for the strange relationship of the words of the Korban, the Konem, or Paziach, the Naziach, the Nazir. So it traces these weird etymologies that are actually just corruptions. But nonetheless, that's acceptable as a dioraita. I mean, why not? The fact that it's a corruption doesn't mean it's not part of a language once it's been absorbed into that language. So then indeed, kinuyim would be given. But if you're going to tell me the other approach of kinuyim, that it's a lashon shebadu lehem chachamim lihiyot noderbo, then if it's a language that the Chachamim artificially established to prevent people from using the word korban because of the way that it would automatically lead them to say korban la Hashem, which might get them to just use the Shem Hashem levatala, and there's no point in using the Shem Hashem, you may end up just saying la Hashem and try to make an edit with the word la Hashem. So they created this mode of being noder. Why then would we say that kinuyim are a given? Now that doesn't mean that kinuyim aren't the oraita. Remember that the Ran holds that kinuyim are dioraita, even if they're lashon shebadalem chachamim, because as he points out, every language is just a symbolic agreement, essentially, right? So it's a social agreement to use a particular symbol as a concept. So if the chachamim create that symbol and it enters into the vernacular for making the dorim, why the heck would it be different than any other language? As he puts it, I mean, is the chachamim symbolism different than some tribe in Africa? I mean, it's the same thing. So it would still be a dioraita. But nonetheless, says the Ran, again, this is not muskan by everyone, but this is the Ran's approach. Nonetheless, says the Ran, the Gemara is asking, but you can't say it's a given. I mean, if it's something that Chachamim create, what makes it a given? So what would be the point then, if you're telling me that the structure of the Mishnah is specifically to first address the givens and then to address the drushas, now it doesn't make sense any longer. I mean, then there's no point in saying the kinuyim are given. In which case, I mean, why would we then say that there's a particular order? Are we forced to say that according to the Mandi Amar that holds that kinuyim are lashon shebadulahem chachamim, that there's no order and that it's arbitrary? Or could we indeed say that no, there's actually a specific order for the Mishnah, even according to that Mandi Amar? This is the question, the way the Ran understands it. And the Gemara says there's still an option. And the option is this, that it doesn't say yadot, right? Mikatani yadot. In other words, yadot is an invisible term. Now we're inserting yadot. Now, it's true that up until now we assumed that an insertion could only occur in the middle of a statement. Let's question that according to this Mandi Amar. and say that, look, since it doesn't say adot anyway, have you not said that the Mishnah anyway is missing a word? What's the difference where you put the word? So put the word now, Agdim, put the word at the very beginning of the Mishnah and say that indeed we are saying the Mishnah in order. So Agdim Nami v'tani yadot. In other words, so the thing to do now, and obviously we're changing our mind. In other words, up until this point, we took it as a given that we would never begin with a Kisura Mechasa at the beginning of a statement, right? However, now we've run out of options. In other words, if you're going to tell me, if you're going to insist, as this Tana of the Ibayit Emes insists, that this Mishnah does indeed have a specific order, then we have no choice. If we're going to create a specific order that makes sense, where both Yadot and Kinuyim are indeed on the same level of Hezber, they're both involvement of the Chachamim, then we have no choice but to say that the Mishnah is written in the order of first mention, first explained, different from what we assumed until now. First mentioned, first mentioned, last explained, but that's because we thought that the first mention was at the Arisa, given. And then last explained followed the idea of Aydeh d'Chaviva. But now we've run out of that option, right? So now if we're going to, I mean, obviously we could go back to saying what we said before. There's no particular reason. And the Tana just varies arbitrarily. But this Tana, this Ibayit Emes remembers existing, and here there is a particular reason. So we're trying to figure out if he would hold there's a particular reason, and would also hold Lashon Shabbat al Chachamim. So is there still a specific structure to the Mishnah? The only option that we have is to say that indeed we began with the Reisha saying Yadot, and there's where the Kasuri B'chasra is, and the order of the Mishnah is to explain with what you opened, the opposite of what we said until now, so that we're still consistent with our fundamental assumption, being the Tana has a specific reason for the structure of this Mishnah. But we're left with no choice but to say that the specific structure would be first in, first explained. So therefore, we're talking about Yadot, and then we go ahead and we explain the Yadot. All right. What else can we say? Right. According to him, we have no other option. I mean, that doesn't mean that we can't go back saying what we said before, but if you're going to insist, so we can read it this way too. Then it explains Eilen Yadot in the continuation of our Mishnah, Omer L'Chavero, etc., etc. And then the next Mishnah explains Eilen Kinuyim in order of the presentation, Konim, 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 etc. Okay, you've now given me a structure, a number of possible structures for the Mishnah, but you've meanwhile mentioned that Yadot I know from a drasha. You never told me what that drasha was. I mean, you've got me curious at this point. Where does it say anything about Yadot? How do we know that you don't have to make a complete letter? How do we know you can say a partial term and that's sufficient now to create a neder d'oraita? Yadot Efer Ktiva, it says in the Parsha of Nazirut, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. Now you'll notice that this is an extremely bad construction. I was going to say, normally, we have lindor neder, we normally have a verb followed by the object, lindor neder. Here in the same pasuk, we do this strange reversal. Nindar neder, nazir lahazir. Now what the heck am I going to say? Lahazir, nazir. There's a number of weird things about the Mishnah. Certainly about the pasuk. Certainly a parallel construction in the sentence would be, lindar neder, lizar, nazir. I mean, lindar neder, lizar, nazir. That would be great. It flows. So here you've done two things. First of all, you're stuck in a hay, lahazir, which is irrelevant, the hay. What is the hey? I'm not trying to do something to somebody else. I mean, you just say Lizar. And I've also gone out of my way to change the relationship of the verb to the object, which is never done anyway. What do you mean, Nazir Lahazir? It sounds like some kind of retro, chaucer in English. I mean, well, what's this Nazir Lahazir? So these are the issues that we need to address, not to mention that the whole repetition is strange. What is Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir? If you want, first of all, you don't even have to talk about Lindor Neder. You could just say Lahazir Nazir or Lizar, period. The repetition makes no sense. The relationship to Neder makes no sense. The reversal makes no sense. And the hay makes no sense. Okay, so we've got to address all of those issues. We've got a lot of things that we can obviously learn from this bus. So let's take a look at the way in which the Tana and the Bright understands it. The Tana. Nazir Lahazir. That comes to teach me. La'asot kinuyei nezirot k'nezirot, v'yadot nezirot k'nezirot. Now, the kinuyei nezirot k'nezirot is irrelevant to us. And in fact, the Ran takes it out. The reason that he takes it out is because it makes no sense. If you're telling me that kinuyim is loshen shabbat olam chachamim, it couldn't exist in the pasuk. Anyway, so what are we claiming it's a pasuk? And if it's Lashon Nochrim, it doesn't need to be in the Pasuk. Why would I think it has to be the Lashon HaKodesh, Rebbe said? If the Torah wants something to be Lashon HaKodesh, it has to indicate that it has to be Kazeh, like we Darshan, Borim Ha'ela, and so on. Why would I think any other difference? Therefore, it isn't really learning anything about Kinuyim. So either that doesn't appear in the Gemara, or other Rishonim says it appears, but it's just being brought Agav. We will talk about the various halachot, even though only one of them is the one that we need the Pasuk to tell me. So the Pasuk is coming to tell me there is an additional level of Nizirot that are like Nizirot. So Nizirot are Kinizirot? In what sense? Yadot. So in other words, a partially mentioned Nizirot is also a Nazirot, and that's why we double our language, and so we say the Nazirot. Now, this is only from Nizirut. How do I know that that's the case of Binadorim? Binadorim, Minayin? Now, obviously, we could say, what do you mean? You just did the same thing. You said, Lindar, Neder, Nazir, Ahaz. Ah, but when it comes to the Nizirut, we have this strange reversal of verb object. That is weird. That we can be Dorish. The repetition is another issue, which we'll discuss later on. Can we indeed learn from Lindar, Neder the same thing because of the very fact that it repeats? Okay. But right now, we're asking, and how about Nidarim, assuming that we cannot use the words Lindar Neder in the same way that we would use the Nazil Hazir, how do we know that? That we know, Talmud Lomar, Ish Tiafli, Lindar Neder, Nazil Hazir Hashem. Why do you think the Torah introduces the Zeros with the language of Nidarim? It's coming, obviously, to tell me a Hekesh. So it's Makish Nizirut Lindarim, Nidarim Lindizirut. It's telling us that whatever halachot apply in one set, the Nizirut set applies in the Nidorim set, and vice versa. Ma Nizirut, Asaba Yadot Nizirut Nizirut. So just like when it comes to making Nizirut, the Torah now expanded that into a partial statement and said that true is a Nizirut. So too, Av Nidorim, Asabem Yadot Nidorim Ki Nidorim. Therefore, it's a given that it's true by the Nidorim, even though the language may not support it in the Pasuk, as we'll see. But it's also true that just like by the set of the Nidorim, the Torah has also mentioned additionally surim that never appear in the parsha of Nizirut, namely, Bayachel Devaro, you must not be mechal your words, you must keep what you say. That doesn't appear in the parsha of Nizirut, but it does appear in the parsha of Nizirut, of Nidorim. Furthermore, it says, Ki tidor neder l'Hashem elokecha lo ta'acher l'shalmo. That doesn't say that about Nizirut. But, since we have our Hekesh, it comes to tell me that just like in Nidorim you are over on a Bayachel Devaro, and a Baal Ta'acher, of course the word Baal is the way we understand it, it says Lo Ta'acher, Lo Yachel, but that's the law, Baal Ta'acher. So to Nizirot over the Baal Yachel over Baal Ta'acher. Furthermore, the whole idea of Hafarat Nidarim, of a father to a daughter or a husband to a wife, is only mentioned in the Parsha of Nidarim, not in the Parsha of Nizirot. Comes along the Hekesh that tells me, Uma Nidarim, Av Mefer Nidre Bito, Baal Mefer Nidre Ishto, Av Nizirot, Av Mefer Nizirot Bito, Ubaal Mefer Nizirot Ishto. Now, I'm just curious. I mean, when it came to Nizirot, I thought you were using the double language, Nazir Lahazir, to tell me that there were Yadot. But, and then you had to go and look for a Hekesh to tell me that the same thing is true by Nidarim. Why did you need to look for a Hekesh? It says the same double language by Nidarim, does it not? Nidorim Nami, it says Lindor Neder, so that's a double word. One should be coming to tell me Yadot, and therefore I don't need a Hekesh. Vekesh Alamali, what would be the point of that Hekesh anyway? No, you're right. If it had done that weird object-verb reversal, you'd be right. Ikatuv Neder Lindor. I was, what? So then, you're right, would have, the same way it says Nozul Hazim, that's what it does, but we weren't just darshaning a double language, we were darshaning the reversal. So just like it says Nozul Hazim, had it says Neder Lindor, we would have said, boy, that's weird, it must be coming to tell me that you're Dod Nidorim or Kedidorim. But it doesn't. All it says is Lindor Neder, which is perfectly normal. So then, Kedikabad, had it said it the other way, you would be right. Lotzarech Hekesh, what's the point of a Hekesh? I could have learned it directly from the Pasuk. Hashadiktiv Lindor Neder, but now it's just writing verb object, which it always writes. So, I mean, so you're saying, well, couldn't you just say Lindor? I mean, if you say Lindor, the verb implies the object. So isn't it an extra word? Yes, but Dibrat Torah Kedashon B'nei Adam. Our klal is that we don't avoid constructs of language that are common, despite the fact that we could have gotten away with murder by leaving out the object. Who leaves out the object? The normal way of speaking is to say the object, even though the object is implied.
So these drushes are understood as a derisive level of sakas or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Says the Gemara, but wait. Remember, it's a big, big machlokas that we've had many times about whether Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. So, but how about if you hold that Lo Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam? L'man Delet Le Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. So the Mandi Omer holds that no. If you have something to be Dorish from that extra object, you should be Dorish it. So couldn't we go now and learn out Yadot from Lindor Neve? And assuming, now here we do a very strange reversal in the question. There's a good reason for it. Up until now, we've been saying, what do you need a Hekesh for? Why can't you learn out of Lindor Neve? Right? So no. The Tana mentions the Hekesh because he can't learn out of Lindor Neve. Because he holds that Dibra Torah Kadosh Bnei Adam, and it's perfectly natural to use a verb and an object. So you would think that the next question is, but according to the Mandi Omer, who holds it's not natural and we have a right to be Dorish, what do you need a Hekesh for? But that's not what the Gemara asks. Instead, the Gemara asks, if you hold that you can learn out from Lindor Neder, what do you learn out from Lindor Neder? In other words, it's obvious Yados we learn out from, we should do it the other way around, right? We're saying he learns out of the Hekesh. So what are you saying? What do you need Lindor Neder for? Why the reversal? Why don't we just say so? So then Hekesha, right, Lomali, instead we say, Hi Lindor Neder, my Ovidlet. What do you need the Lindor Neder for? Therefore, the Ron explains like this. All along, it's only because the Mandi Omer has said, I want to learn it out of the Hekesh. Lamaisa, if I would ask him, if you learn it out of the Hekesh, what do you do with the Pasuk? So I would say, no. Something that appears in a Hekesh can be written in the Torah. We find that very often. Mil to the Atilei Dikavachoner Torah Lekatav Lekro. Why couldn't that be true about a Hekesh as well? You're right. The Torah compares it. That's, we have all kinds of dinim in that comparison. Lekavi Bayachel Devoro Hafaras Nadarim Hafaras Nadarim and so on. But to say why bother writing Lindor Neder? Okay, the Torah wanted to teach me the bit of Yadis directly. That wouldn't bother me. What bothered me initially is why in the world would the Tana go to a Hekesh as the primary source of something when the Pasuk is written right there? Right? Obviously you're not learning anything else out of the Pasuk. So I mean, why not address the Pasuk? Answers the Gemara, obviously this Tana held the Pasuk is not addressable because Dibra Torah Kadosh Bnei Adam. Fine. Now we're asking, okay, that's as far as that Tana is concerned. Comes along now the other Tana would say, but what about if you hold that we don't say Dibra Torah Kadosh Bnei Adam? So then what would we say? We would say that if you've got an option to learn something out of a pasuk, learn it. That's what it means to say Lo Dibra Torah Shamaneda. If that's the case, if the Hekesh is available, I'm certainly not going to say, I'll tell you the genius thing I came up with to learn from this pasuk. I am a genius. Yoda is Nadarim Kinadarim. Say, hey, genius, for this you needed the pasuk. Anyway, you had the Hekesh. So what would be the point of telling me that? You want to tell me something intelligent? Tell me something intelligent. What are you going to use the Nadarim for? So that's the whole challenge to this Mandiyama. Obviously the Hekesh is available. The other man, the other didn't even mentioned what I would do with the pasuk. He doesn't hold we have the pasuk. But you hold we have the pasuk. No. What are you going to do with that pasuk? That accounts for the reversal in the Gemara from the focus on what's the point of the Hekesh to what's the point of the pasuk. It's actually very meduyak. So therefore asks the Gemara, Lindor Neder, hi Lindor Neder, if you tell me that there's got to be a point in mentioning a verb and an object where the verb implies the object. I mean, Lindor is telling me. It can only be Noder and Neder. I mean, what's the point of saying Lindor Neder? So what are you going to darshan it? Oh, no. That's the truth is, he darshans it for the same old thing. Lassos Yodas Nadorim Tinadorim, and he uses the Hekesh. He's Makesh Naziris Nadorim, actually. According to him, the Hekesh doesn't come from Nazir to Neder. The Hekesh comes from Neder to Nazir. So in other words, the given of Yadais is Lindor Neder. Now, how do we know that that's true by the Zirut? Ah, we know it from the Hekesh. So then, what's the point of Nazir Lahazir? Oh, that's where the new drush is. The Nazir Lahazir Dorishle, Melameh Shanizirut Chal Ananazirut. You might think of a guy who's already a Nazir. That it doesn't do anything to double your Nazirut. Well, what do you say? I am a Nazir. You already are a Nazir, dum-dum. But comes along the Torah to say, Nazir Lahazir. He's not so dum-dum, because it says Nazir Lahazir. So apparently it's possible to add a Nazirut to a Nazirut. How is that meaningful? Basically, you're going to end the Tkufa of this Nazirut. You're going to have to now begin the Tkufa of the next Nazirut. See, if you set it on the same day, this Nazirut is over, you got now another 30 days of Nazirut. Stam Nazirut Kloshim Yom, as we're going to see. If you were in the middle, okay, so you're on the 15th day of Nazirut, you say again, Areni Nazir. 15 days later, you'll start a second Nazirut, which I'm going to say, look, there's no room to just like any Sukkal on this. Maybe any Zirut Kal on the Zirut. Comes along, Nazir Lazir, tell me that. So now, according to me, everything is great. My opening limud is indeed from Lindor Neder because I hold lo dibur Torah k'lashon b'nei adam, and therefore I have now by nedarim the din of yadot. Comes along a hekesh tummy, and that's true about this root as well. Ah, so what's the point of nozel ahazir? Nozel ahazir comes to tell me this new halacha that you can have multiple nizirot. Ooh. So now what's our first time going to do? How about if you hold dibrat Torah k'lashon b'nei adam? So now you don't have that extra Lindor Neder to give me the din of yadosh. You have to use nozel ahazir to tell me the din of yadosh. How, according to him, would we know that you could have multiple in the zirut? So Laman Yomer Dibrat Torah k'lashon b'nei adam, and therefore I need nozel ahazir. He already was dorish that to tell me the din of lasot yadot nizirot k'nizirot. How does he know shanizirot chalal nizirot? Because according to him, we don't have an extra pasuk to tell me nozel ahazir. The most fundamental language would be to tell me yadot, and not to tell me multiple nizirot. So according to him, where do I know that nizirot is chal on nizirot? Now, I mean, of course, he might hold that there's no such thing. And that would be an easy solution. So any Israeli commander, any nizirot chal on nizirot, that would be great. Everything would fit in perfectly, and indeed it would be quite elegant, right? Because now, actually, that would explain the whole thing. Ah, he doesn't have the explanation. Right. Yeah, so now we understand. Ah, oh, that's great. Perfectly consistent. He holds the Dibra Torah Shem B'nei Adam. He doesn't have the ex-pos. He has Nazir Lahazir to tell me Yadot. So he doesn't have the ex-pos to tell me that Nazirot Chal on Nazirot. Wow, things really do work out sometimes. But, since that rarely happens, how about if he holds Ela Yisraeli command the Yomer Nazirot Chal on Nazirot? How would he know it? I mean, Ola, that would not be so elegant. We have to suspect that one day it's going to show up, and then we're going to have to answer it. So we might as well answer it now. What are you going to do? Ah. He says, aha, but you're forgetting, there's another drush over here. Besides the reversal of the verb and the object, there's also the very, very grating, unparalleled hey. You say, Lindar Neder, right? And then you say, Nozir Hazir. And if you want to be poetic about it, say, Lindar Neder, Nozir Lizar. That's Lindar, Lizar, Neder, Nozir. Okay, so it's very cute. But like, and there's no point in the hey. It doesn't add a darn thing to us. I mean, so what? Why would we say the hey there? Name akra lizar. What's this lahazir jazz? My lahazir. Shmad be not tarte. Therefore, it's clear that we have two separate drushes over here. One to tell me the din of yadot k'nizirot, and because I can't learn that out from the Neder and the Hekesh, and the other to tell me the din that nizirot is halal and nizirot. And now everything works out just fine. And actually, the Yerushalmi. It's said a little different. B'ma'arava Amri, there in Eretz Yisrael, they say that there actually is each Tana, the Matkalei LeYadot min Lindor Neder, there is a Tana that learns it out from Lindor Neder. Now, in the Yerushalmi, they didn't hold of this extra Lahazir. To darshan two things. So the way they worked it out, the consistency of the Shitot, the way they worked out the consistency of the Shitot is to say as follows, that the man di Omar who holds lo dibra Torah k'lashon b'nei adam, he indeed, as we said here, learns out yadot from Lindor Neder, and he uses the nozel ahazir to tell me shan nizirot chalal nizirot, and that would be fine. The other man di Omar, he actually would learn it from elsewhere. Where would he learn it from? Not from where you said the extra hey. That's not a good lima. He would learn it from it tana the mafikle min from the posik kikol hayotze mipiv yaase. So what's the kikol hayotze mipiv yaase? Kikol hayotze mipiv is that he's got to do everything. Even now, if it's repetitious, he's still going to have to now. Starting again from the beginning. Oh, I have to add another point that is not in the Gemara, which I forgot. And that is, there's another limud that the Yerushalmi takes for granted, sort of in the background. The other limud is that there's a din called Neder Shutar Miksato Hutar Kulo. Now, let's say you have a number of different clauses in the Neder. You go to Lechachem and you're matter only part of the Neder. One of those, the whole thing is part. Now, that's learned out of Kol Hayasani Pivyasa. So if part of it doesn't need to be done, there's no kol ayas, and it means that there's not, a neder is an either or kind of thing. You can't, it's either as it's stated or it's not kol at all. So if there was a reason why it's not kol because you were matir, then the whole thing wouldn't be kol. So now the question is that drush available? The kol ayotzei mipiv yaaseh, is that also available to tell me the din of yadot? Because kol ayotzei mipiv is, even if you said a little bit, you're still going to have to do it as if the whole thing, because it's kit, call, note that language. as if it were the whole. Isn't that a perfect drasha for the din of yadais, huh? It's beautiful. Because that's the meaning of a yad. A yad is you didn't say the whole thing, but it's going to be as if you said, ha ha ha, brilliant. Okay? So that means we've got that word to tell me now, the din of yadot, and now we've got the, so in other words, the other man, the armor who holds, the dibra Torah ke lashon b'nei adam, and now we're going to learn out yadot nidarim, kinidarim, from the word kikol. And the halacha of nedashut miksasai, which are kulo, we'll also be able to learn from there. Because still, we, even without the drush of kikol, it still says, kol ayotze mipiv yaseh. Kol ayotze mipiv means either or, either it's all the whole thing or nothing. So he could basically learn out both of those drushes from the word kikol. Okay, so according to him, it also works out very well. Okay? Hello? Mm-hmm. It's good. The hay didn't like. The hay, the whole point of the Ma'arov is we don't learn two things out of the same pasuk. That hay is not a meaningful drush. No, because hay doesn't mean anything different. But over here, it does mean something very significantly different. That's fantastic. So there we've got two very clearly different mashmo'yot. The mashmo'yot, of course we're going to dorish. We're just not going to be dorish a letter for no reason. Well, what's a letter mean? But here it literally means, it says exactly what it means. All, as if it were all. Isn't that important? So we have, therefore, two separate drushes.
What about not? We don't worry about in not but back by us, we don't worry about the other one. Why do you do with the hay?
There is no hay in the Ma'arav.
No, so not in the Ma'arav. Go back to before Ma'arav.
You mean with the chaf?
No, in other words, so we say...
Well, yeah, we're not worried about the fact that someone wouldn't think that the hay is nidrash, but the Ma'arav is that nobody would be darish.
Right,
yeah,
but right. Nobody has to answer for it.
Right, we don't have to answer for it. Okay, now, we have everything worked out. We understand now how we know Yadot. Either we know it from Nindor Neda, or we know it from Narzil Hazir, or we know it from Kichol. Depending how we understand the Shitas, Dibra Torah, Lo Dibra Torah, is there an extra hay to tell me the din of the Dora, Nazir Kalon, is it? Well, fine. But you mentioned something in passing that struck me as being rather strange. You said, just like Nidorim, you'd be over on Baal Yachel Devaro and Baal Ta'acher. I understand Baal Yachel. Okay, I mean, Baal Yachel, so Baal Yachel of Nidorim is a case where a guy would say, Mashkachasla, Kagon di Omar Kikar Zo Ochal Velo Achla. A guy says, I will eat this piece of bread, and he doesn't. Now, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. That's precisely where you do not have a neder, for God's sake. Something is terribly wrong with this Gemara. You can't say a neder is where I say I will eat something. By definition, a neder can only be chal on an object. How can you say I will do anything as a neder? Makes no sense at all. I mean, this is crazy. The Reb Kivega says, I hope God enlightens me, because, boy, this really makes no sense. but the truth is that, naturally, there is another Girsa. And the other Girsa, indeed, says, Kegon Sh'omar Kikar Z'alai. So, fine. I mean, that makes much more sense, right? So not Kikar Z'ochal, but rather Kikar Z'alai. All right? And then he went ahead and off, of course. So there he would be over Bishum Ba'yachel Dvaro. But I don't understand, how can you be over in a Baal Yachel of Nazirot? What would that mean? Now, we are assuming, we're making a very important assumption that has vast implications Bechalal for the whole sugya. I want to point out to you that the very fact that the Gemara all along assumes that we have two different sets of issues, a set called Nazirot and a set called Nedarim, is by no means an obvious thing. Because when a person makes a Nazirot, he is basically utilizing the standard types of Nedarim and Shavuos, right? So he's ushering grapes on himself. He's ushering wine on himself. He's committing himself to a certain type of behavior. I mean, isn't that just an outgrowth of the halakas, the well-known halakas of Shavuah and Neder, right? As they apply to a particular case in which the Torah structured a word to mean certain things. What is a Nazir? A Nazir is X, Y, and Z. Tumah, haircuts, eating, drinking, and so on, right? You want to say that, but the mechanism of creating that, is it a different mechanism? I mean, isn't it? If I know that there's a din called yadosh for neder, so nazir is just a form of neder. But why are you calling it a different set? So obviously, the Gemara, right off the bat, understands that the nature of Nazirut is indeed not a simple extension of, I want to asser grapes on myself. It's a third mode in which words are able to affect your relationship with the world. And it's questionable, and there seems to be multiple elements to it, whether it is essentially a netter type approach in which an object becomes osser, or whether it's a behavioral approach in which it's really utilizing mechanisms of shruas, or whether it's a combination of the two. But it would be by no means evident to me that if I created a state of the zirot by saying Harini Nazir, that I have basically made a netter. Instead, I would have said without this hekesh that all I have is this new concept of Nazirot with the Isurim that are innate to Nazirot. You're not allowed to eat because the Torah says you must not eat grapes. You're not allowed to drink because the Torah says you must not drink wine. You're not allowed to become tummy because the Torah says you're not allowed to become tummy. I would not say that in doing any of those things, I'm being over on a netter. Well, this is not a netter. Comes along now, the pasuk to say, there is halacha of bal yachel devaro. Now, it's not reasonable to say that if in the actual state of Nazirot, we have a list of Isurim, he must not be metami himself, he must not cut his hair, and so on, Richie. So it's not reasonable to say that actually lo yachel devaro covers all of those bases, and the Torah is just sort of adding more lavim. We never like to say adding more lavim unless we have no choice. So there's a hekesh, what can we do? I guess it's two separate things. You'll also have dinim of the dorim, and you'll also have dinim of the zero. Therefore, our initial assumption is that lo yachel devaro is not just to add another iser on eating a grape. Rather, it's to tell me that if you avoid the state of Nazirot, so then you're going to be over on the chilul of your words, which said that you are going to be a Nazir. But then, what does that mean, if you avoid the state of Nazirot? How can you do that? I mean, either you are or you aren't. Where are you avoiding the state? That's the Gemara's question. So, I understand, therefore, you're talking about Nadarim. Okay, Nadarim makes sense. Anything you do, you're going to be over. But Bal Yachel the Nazirot, how in the world are you going to be over on Bal Yachel without just saying it's repetitious? I mean, Ekemeshkach Hasla. Keep it the Omah HaReini Nazir. The moment you said I'm a Nazir, so you're a Nazir. There's nothing else that needs to be done. If you're talking about a Neder, so then it has to do with how you act. If you're talking about Nazirot is a state. And that's exactly why it's a third quality. It's not behavioral. It's an actual state in which the behavior is a result of the state. Neder does not create states, and Shvuah does not create states. Nazir creates a state of Nazirut, and now there are special dinim that apply to you as a Nazir. That's an entirely different way of saying things. If that's the case, how in the world can I be mechalal, my word, and not be a Nazir, if by saying that I am a Nazir, I'm automatically a Nazir? It's not up to me whether I'm going to be a Nazir or not. It's only up to me whether I'm going to behave like a Nazir. But certainly that's not what Bal Yachel is about, so that I have other Isurim. If you go ahead now and you eat, let's say you eat grapes, so then you're over on Bal Yochal. You drink wine, then you're over on Bal Yishteh. You become Tameh, you're over on L'chol Nafshot Meik Lo Yavo. I mean, but where are you going to be over on Lo Yachel? Says Rava, look, we have no choice. No choice but to say that even though the Isurim that are involved in by the time this tea is going to be ready, and we're going to be home.
That's called high tea.
Okay. Yes, yes, it actually is. So even though actually the Isurim are the result of the state of Nazirot, we have no choice but to say that the application of Bal Yachel Devaro to Nazirot is strangely enough an additional lav on the Isurim that emerge from the state that you created with your statement. That's the point. So in other words, we'll have to say that if you now eat a grape, you will be over on Lo Tochal, but you will also be over on Lo Tachel Devaro, because part of what you accepted upon yourself was to act as the state of Nazirut demands that you act. These are like subtle issues that we have here. Different ways in which words affect you.
Nazir becomes like a subcategory of Nazir also.
Right, also. Yeah. But it doesn't mean I would know about it.
No.
I wouldn't be able to create it just given the burden of the Dome. Correct. And it's clear. I mean, that's the whole issue of the Nazirut, is that the Torah is saying, well, he has a Kedusha. Kadosh, yeah. It should be Kadosh, we better. I mean, how does a Neder create that? A Neder creates Isurim on an object. A Shvua creates commitments to act in a particular way. What does that mean? You are holy and therefore your heir shouldn't be cut. I mean, it's ridiculous. So obviously it needs a completely different set, a whole Kiddush of the Pasuk, that allows a person to change not only his behavior, the Shvua, not only his relationship to the objects in the universe with a Neder, but rather his actual state of being, which is something I would never know if I wouldn't have had this additional parsha, and I would have no way of knowing that it even involves the other halakhos of the Dorim and Shvuas if I hadn't had the hekesh. Right? So this is really a brilliant introduction, this Gemara, to the whole sugya of the Dorim and Nazirus. We mentioned yesterday, we're sort of just in passing that we're mentioning Nazirus. But the fact is that we are now clarifying all in one swoop, all accidentally, of course. And what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvuah? And what's the difference between the Neder and the Nazirut? So we now are beginning the Mesechtas that deal with speech, with first a clear-cut clarification of the sets that speech can effectuate. Okay, so now, there must be, therefore, says Rava, lavar lav bishnai. You're now going to be over on both. Okay, but let me ask you something else. You said that you're going to be chayav on bal ta'acher. Well, what is that supposed to mean on bal ta'acher? Bal ta'acher can only affect a behavior. How can it affect the state? Either you are in the state or you're not in the state. There can't be a bal ta'acher. How can you put off a state? Says the Ron, why not? Why can't you commit yourself to say, I will be a nazir, and then put off making yourself a nazir? So that would be the same thing as saying, I will bring a carbon, and you put off bringing a carbon. Says the Ron, because being as it's a state, by definition, nothing remains between your statement and the actual creation of the state. So when you say, I will be a Nazir, you are a Nazir. Because there's nothing left to do. It's the statement that created the state instantly. The only thing that you could do, and this is of course what the Gemara is going to use as a solution, the only thing that you could do is you could say that I will not ever leave this world without being a Nazir. Now, that's a different situation. No, you didn't create the Nazirut. So that's actually what we're going to end up using as the Baal Ta'acher. It's very interesting. If you use the positive language, then you've already done it. So then how could it be Baal Ta'acher? So this is the Gemara's question. Let's wait. The Gemara's going to examine a few possibilities. So Baal Ta'acher the Nazirut. Hechem Ashkachat lo. I mean, Kivin Dona Harini Nazir. The guy says, I will be a Nazir. Okay, so you're now a Nazir. And once you're a Nazir, so now what's the problem? You're going to eat, you're going to be over on Baal Yochal. But you're not going to be over on Baal Ta'acher. Well, no. Maybe it says, Ba'omer Lakisha Eretzei Nazir. When I want to be a Nazir, I will be a Nazir. But then you made it on condition that you want to be, but you don't want to be. So if you don't want to be, then how are you going to be over on Baal Ta'acher? You never committed yourself to being. You just said, if I want to be a Nazir, then I will be a Nazir. So obviously, you don't want to be a Nazir because you aren't a Nazir. So then you're not going to be over on Baal Ta'acher either. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Iyomar Kisha Eretzei. So then there's no Baal Ta'acher. So what's the case? Omar Rava, the only case would be Kigondi Omar Lo Epaterman Olam Ache Nazir. I will not leave this world without being a Nazir. So now, if that's the case, you certainly need to act immediately upon your Nazirut, because how can you guarantee that you will not leave this world without doing what you said you're going to do now? And we know that that's the case. We know that you don't have a right to say that, okay, I said I will not leave the world. You know, I mean, if God wants to take me, that's his business. But I have no intention of leaving. So you can't blame me. How do I know that that's not true and that those words mean that you have an immediate need to take into consideration the possibility of your imminent demise?
Because in the hour's time, the month's time.
Can you say? Well, we'll see. Gemara is going to look into these possibilities. Okay. So demina hi sha'ata. So from that point, Havilei Nazir, at that point, this means he has a chiyav now of taking on his Nazirut in exactly the same way as Mide the Aomer leishto arezi kitek sha'achat kodem mitati. A guy is trying to avoid Yibum for his wife. So he gives her a get, and he says, this get should be chal 1 hour before my death. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. Problem is, I mean, let's say he's a Kohen, and she's eating truma. At this point, she can't eat truma. How does she know that it's not an hour before his death? So now she's asur lechol betruma miyat. So you see from there that the principle is that amamrin kol shata v'shata dil mamayit. That a person cannot say, well, I'm a chazaka, that I'm alive, and therefore I don't intend to die, and I have no reason to worry about it now. I'll worry about it 10 years from now. We see from here that you can't do that. In which case, you now have a chiyuv to become an ozer, but you're putting it off. Oh, what's the din of putting off something that you're supposed to be doing? If it's a din of nazirus, we learn that from the hakish. You're going to be over on Baal Tehach.
Perfect timing.
No, not quite, because we can still continue. So therefore, in this case, Al-Khanami Le'alter is Mokhuyev to become a Nozer, Abi Nozer. Damrinan Dilma Hashta Ma'id. Hey, Nichalaman Yama Kinuyim Lashon Nochrime, and Laman Yama Lashon Shabadula and Chachamim Lyotna Derbo Ma'ikalamima. Nika Tani Yadot. Love the Hasurim Chastala. Zag din nami, utini yadot. Ko yadot nidorim ki nidorim, v'chol kinu yin nidorim ki nidorim. Ve'elo hein yadot, amre l'chavero, ve'elo hein kinu yin, konim, 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 etc. Okay, now you said yadot is a drasha. Where? Yadot efekti. It says, ish ki afli lindor neder nozir lazir lasha. V'tanya nozir lazir lasot kinu yin nizirot ki nizirot, v'yadot nizirot ki nizirot. Eli Ella Benizirod Benedori. Minayatam Alomer Ishki Aflin and Donet and Ozalazar Hashem. Makish Nizirot, Lenedorim, Lenedorim, Lenedorot. So man is zero. The Sabba Yadot Nizirot Kinizirot, after Dorim, Asabem Yadot and Dorim Kinedorim. Uman Dorim over Babal Yachel, Ubal Taher. Afnizirot over Babal Yachel, Ubal Taher. Uman Dorima Av Mefer Nidre Bito, Baal Mefer Nidre Ishto. Av nezirot, av mefer nezirot bito, ubal mefer nezirot ishto. Mashlagam nezirot echtim nozir lahazir. The doram nam yechtiv lindor neder. So what's the point of the hekesh? Hekesh ilamali. No, you missed the point. Ikatav neder lindor, to reverse the object and the verb. Fine, the same way it did nozir lahazir. Kidakarmat, you'd be right. The lot zarech hekesha, but now it's normal. Echtiv lindor neder, dibra torak rishon b'ni adam. Ah, but that's only an ichalaman di yitle dibrat torah kashomene adam. Elalaman di letle dibrat torah kashomene adam. So now, what is Lindor Neder coming to tell me? Actually, Lindor Neder, according to him, is the primary drasha of lasot yadot nidorim to nidorim. And he learns out nizirot from nidorim in the din of the yadot, makish nizirot and nidorim. And then he's left with an extra drasha from nazir lahazir. And that Dorish Leimalamich and Nizirot Chal ala Nizirot. The man Yom Adibra Torah Kel Hashem B'nei Adam V'nozir la'azir Dorish la'asod Yadot Nizirot Ki Nizirot Sh'a Nizirot Chal ala Nizirot Minale Sa'ein Iche Yisvir Leikaman Yom Ein Nizirot Chal ala Nizirot Ela Yisvir Leikaman Yom Nizirot Chal ala Nizirot Minale. Because Neim Akra Lizor Maila Azir Shva Minatarte B'marav Amrei. Actually, itan el mafikle liyadot min lindor neder. V'itan el mafikle min kikola yotzim ipi v'yaseh. Omar mar, uman nedorim over. V'bal yachel u'bal tachar. I understand bal yachel in the norim. Mashkachach agyon lehar. Kika zo alai v'achla. So I'm not sure bal yachel devoro. But bal yachel the nazir, teche mashkachach lo. Kiven di omar hareini nazir. Havele nazir. Ochal, kam nebubal yochal. Shata, kam nebubal yishteh. Omar Rava, we're forced to say Lavor Alav Bishnayim, and Baal Ta'acher the Nazirot. Hecha Mashkachet La. Kivan Yomar Reini Nazir Havilei Nazir. Och Halkam Leibabal Yochal. But Omer Lekish Erzei Nazir. No, come on. Yomer Kish Erzei. So then, obviously, if he didn't, he wasn't Rotze. So then, like Baal Ta'acher. Omar Rava Kigon Yomar Lo Yipater Man Olam Ad Shei Nazir. The minayi shaita havelay nazir mi davi aomer lishto harezi gitek shachat kodem itati asura lachol betruma miyad amar min kol shaita v'shaita dima mike hachanami le'alter he has to be a nazir havi nazir damin dima hashta mike.